An explosion near a security checkpoint separating Israel and the Gaza Strip killed one Palestinian and wounded at least one other today, Saturday. The Israeli army also reported that Hezbollah guerrillas in southern Lebanon fired several volleys of anti-aircraft missiles into northern Israel, but caused no casualties. Palestinians say the blast in Gaza may have been caused by an explosive device left behind when Israeli troops withdrew from the area recently. Israel says it's checking into the matter. Israeli officials also say an explosive device went off overnight near an army patrol in the same area in Gaza. Israeli forces have left parts of Gaza as well as the West Bank town of Bethlehem as part of an agreement to turn over security responsibilities to the Palestinian Authority. Major Palestinian militant groups agreed a week ago to stop attacking Israelis for the next 3 months, but they're demanding that Israel meet certain conditions, including releasing Palestinian prisoners. On Sunday, the Israeli cabinet is expected to discuss a list of prisoners who could be released in the near future. The Israeli military said that Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon fired a total of 26 missiles into northern Israel Saturday, damaging some homes and a parked car, but causing no injuries. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.